Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Mem Vav. Today's shiur is sponsored by Gordon Weingarten, Le'ili Nishmas's father, Avram ben Asher Pinchas, Zichrono Livracha. Today's is your site. The learning should be in Aliyah from the Neshama. We thank Gordon Weingarten for the sponsorship of the daf. So again, today's daf is daf Kuf Mem Vav. We're going to finish up the Agadita from yesterday in Kuf Mem Hem Beis, where we have these four questions that were answered differently by two different Amoraim. But then we're going to move on. The majority of the daf is going to speak about opening various kalim and barrels and making fashioning openings and the possible malachos that may be involved with that. The Mishnah is going to speak about opening a barrel of figs with a knife and whether you're allowed to be metaltel a knife for such a purpose. Gemara is going to discuss what kinds of openings can and cannot be made in the seal of a barrel. We're going to discuss when holes could be made, added to barrels, remade in barrels on Shabbos, as well as enhancing existing openings by making a spout and out of a reed and cutting it. We're going to discuss whether it's also to smear oil in the same way it's also to smear wax on Shabbos, because we're going to talk about smearing oil in an opening, in a hole, in a barrel. And then the final discussion before the Mishnah and Amud Beis is whether moderately soft material is considered to be clothing that can be worn outside on Shabbos, or it's considered to be something that's not clothing and therefore it's a violation of carrying it outside on Shabbos. So again, we left off on Daf Kuf Mem Hey Amud Beis, and we were discussing these four questions that were asked, these unusual questions where we said that Rabbi Chiya bar Abba and Rabbi Yassi were sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan was dozing, so Rabbi Chiya bar Abba was discussing with Rabbi Yassi these four questions, and he asked, why are the birds in Bavel so fat? And Rabbi Yassi said, you think they're fat? They're not really fat. If you go to other places, you'll find even fatter birds. And then he asked him, why are the Moadim in Bavel? Why are people so joyous during the Moadim in Bavel? And Rabbi Yassi said, because they're very poor, so it's all they have to look forward to. And he asked, why are Talmidei Chachamim in Bavel so well-dressed? Why are they so distinguished-looking? And he said, because Einon B'nei Torah, which again, Pasha Pshat means that because they're not such Talmidei Chachamim, they have to make up for it with the way that they dress. But Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in the back of the Gemara that no, Fisha Einon B'nei Torah means that the people, the Balabatim, were Einon B'nei Torah. So then they wouldn't appreciate a Talmud Chacham for being a Talmud Chacham. So they need to have the Tzura. They need to be able to look at the rabbi that looks like he's a Talmud Chacham, that looks like he's a distinguished person. That's what impresses them, because they're not B'nai Torah to be impressed with the depth of his actual Chachma. And then the fourth question he asked was, why are of the Chavim Mizuhamim? And he said it's because of what they eat, because of their diets that they eat, Shkatzum R'masim. So after Rabbi Yassi gave all these answers, Itarbuhu Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan woke up, and Rabbi Yochanan, I guess we'll pick up again from there. Rabbi Yochanan woke up, first one line is Yochanan, Amrluhu Dardiki, Lokach, Amarti Lechem, Memor Lechach, Machosiat, and Barlucha, Dover Kachos, Koshi Asur, Lechem Reu, Vimla, Valtum Reu. Didn't I tell you that you should only answer things if you're very clear on what the answer is? And if you're not so clear, as clear as you are, that your sister is usher to you, then you shouldn't give an answer. The Marsha, Mesech Sanhedrin, and of Zion, says, what's the mashal of as clear to you as the fact that your sister is usher to you? So says the Marsha, because the fact that your sister is usher to you, the seichel would be no sein, that it would be mutter, that a sister would be mutter to a brother, because that's how the world was populated initially. The world was populated initially by Cain and Hevel marrying their sisters. That's all they had. So if that's how the world was initially populated, that was the haskalah of the entire human population. So one would think, Olam Chesed Yibana, that would be, as Rashi writes in Parshas Kedoshim, that's a chesed for one to marry his sister. So one would think that would be mutter. But we don't decide halacha based on our seichel. We decide halacha based on the Torah, and the Torah says that it's one of the arayos and that it's terribly aser. So that's why he's saying that in baruch ha'adavar ka'achoscha, that you have to be clear based on not your own seichel. These are all baich svaras that you're giving. These are svaras someone's asking you a question and you're just saying whatever comes to mind. You have to be clear based on the seichel of the Torah. Your answer has to be based on the seichel of the Torah. That's what they quote from the Bnei Yisachar, that the Bnei Yisachar says that's why you find in Shas, the concept Milsa da Asi b'Kal v'Chomer Tarach v'Kasav l'Akra. Sometimes something will come from, you are able to learn something from a Kal v'Chomer, even though it could be derived from a Kal v'Chomer, the Torah is going to go out of its way to write it explicitly anyway. Why don't we ever have Milsa da Asi b'Gzeres Shava Tarach v'Kasav l'Akra, Milsa da Asi with any of the other Yud Gimel Midrashat Torah v'Klal Prado Klal Tarach v'Kasav l'Akra, where the Torah is going to spell it out anyway, even though although it's it could be learned from the one of the other Yirgum Lidushatan Drash Spencer says Mnei Yischaschar, because the only one of the Yirgum Lidushatan Drash Ben that's logical, that uses our own Seichel, is Kal V'chomer. So the Torah wants to dafka make the point that even though you can derive this using your own Seichel, Tarach V'kasav Lakra. The real Mechayev is the fact that that's the Ratzon Hashem, it's that it's the Seichel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's really the Mechayev of the correctness of that of that drasha. So because Kal V'chomer is Sichli, it's logical, and so that we should know that we're Dan Torah based on something that's above our logic. So the Torah will dafka write it out to show that the Kal V'chomer is also the das of the Torah and not just our own das. That's how the Bnei Yischaschar suggests. So anyway, so Amar Leih V'Leih Milan Mar Eizem Mehen. So they said, so why don't you tell us, Rabbi Yochanan, you're not satisfied with these answers, so give us your own answers. So Bnei Ma'ov V'Shabal V'Shmein Bnei Shiloh Galu. You want to know why the birds in Bavel are so fat? It's because they never went to Galus Shenemar, because the pasuk says Sha'anan Moav Minu Urav V'Shoketu El Shemaruvu B'Galu Lo Halach. And how do you know that the birds from here actually did go to Galus? That there were 52 years, the first 52 years of the 70 years of Galus Bavel, no one came back into Yehuda. Rashi points out that that Pimei Koresh, some of them went up Liase the Sabayis 18 years before the Gemar Habinyan, which was at the end of the 70 years. But for the first 52 years, no one went up. Shneemar Alaharim Esabechi V'Nahi Me'ov Hashemayim Va. Ad behema nadu halchu, that no one went from Ofa Shemayim ad behema. There was no one that went back to Eretz Yisrael. And behema is begematria 50 v'tartin havu. Behema is gematria 52. So we're saying they Ofa Shemayim, the birds ad behema, until 52 years, did not go back. So Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kulam chazu chutz mikulios haspanin. They all went back. Everything that went to Galus, all the creatures that went to Galus, they all went back except for the kulios haspanin. And that's why this whole conversation is happening over here, because we were discussing the kulios haspanin before when we were talking about in bishul achar bishul. So the Mishnah wanted to come up with certain things that are kalia bishul, that are very easily cooked, where you're not even allowed to pour hot water on them when they're raw on Shabbos. Forget about putting them in a pot. You're not even allowed to pour hot water. So kulios haspanin was one of the things that we mentioned in the Mishnah that's kalei abishal. So that leads to this entire agadita. Damarav hani madri de bavel, the slopes of bavel mahadri mayale initem, they return water back to initem. The high, and this fish kivan de lo sharir shidre, since it doesn't have a straight spine, lo matzi solik, is not able to swim upstream like that. It's not able to make it through all the rough waters. The second question that you ask, why are people so joyous on the Moadim in Bavel, because they weren't included in that klala. The klala goes v'hishbati kol mesosa chagachotcha v'shibata kol moada, that Hashem is saying that I've destroyed all of the joy of the Moadim. Hashem says that the Moadim, I hate the Moadim, they're such a tircha for me. My hayu alay l'torach, what does it mean they're a tircha? So Amar Rav Elazar HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo dayin l'yishol shechotin l'fanai, that Hashem says it's not as if it weren't bad enough that the Klal Yisrael sins does averus to me, El Shematrich Nosi Leda Ezo Gzeiro Kasha Avi Alein, but now they have to bother me, they have to be matriach me to try to figure out which Gzeiro Kasha I should bring on them to punish them for their averus. There wasn't a single regal where the army troops wouldn't go into Tzipori. That there wasn't a single yontif that in Tveria they didn't have all of these all of these attacks from these different troops. That's part of Hashem's punishment. So that's why Dafka in Bavel the Moadim are very happy, because they didn't suffer these curses of struggling through the Moadim. but in Eretz Yisrael, they did have this curse of struggling through the Moadim. And that's probably why in Bavel, or that this may connect to why in Bavel the Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch that in Chutz Laretz we don't do Nesias Kapayim every day anymore. Even though the halacha is, there's no reason, la halacha, that poskim have yet to figure out why it is that we should not duchen every day in Chutz Laretz. Sfarim do duchen every day in Chutz Laretz, but the Aruch HaShulchan writes that the Maisa was, I think, with the Gra, that when the Gra tried to reinstitute Nesias Kapayim, I think it was the Gra, I may be mistaken on that, when he tried to reinstitute Nesias Kapayim, maybe it was Ruchayim Velazhner, I don't remember, when he tried to reinstitute Nesias Kapayim every day, that day the shul burnt down, and it was like a simon min hashemayim that they shouldn't do it, that we don't do duchening every single day in Chutz Laretz, but on Yom Tovim we do it. So generally speaking, they say that we don't do it because of a lack of simcha, that we don't have simcha in Yishuv Hadas in Chutz Laretz, but on the Moadim we have this extra sense of simcha, particularly based in light of this Gemara, that whatever curse there was and lack of simcha in Moadim, not being able to experience the simcha in the Moadim, that never hit Bavel. That curse never hit Bavel, that only hit Eretz Yisrael. Okay. So we said, why are Talmid Chacham in Bavel so distinguished looking? So he said, it's not because they're not B'nai Torah, it's because they're not from here. People say in the place where you live, you know, the expression goes, so you can go by your name, meaning people will know the name of the person and they know who he is and they know what he's all about. But when he's not in his hometown, so how do people judge him? They don't judge him by his good name. He doesn't have a good name. No one knows who he is, so they judge him by his clothing. So since they're not natives to this land, they have to dress up so that people will respect them. That's a reference to the Talmidei Chachamim in Bavel who helped grow the Torah. And then the final question was, why are Ovdei Chachamim so disgusting? Shelo amdu al Har Sinai, that they would never have the opportunity to stand by Har Sinai. Shebishal shebo nachash al chava hitul bazuama. Because when the Nachash was Ba al Chava, when, as Rashi says, Kisha Nasalna Eitza Lechol Mina Eitz, Ba Aleha, Dechseva Nachash Isiani, Lashon Nisuin, when the Nachash gave Chava the Eitza to eat from the Eitza Das, he was Ba al her. As the Pasuk says, HaNachash Hisiani, Hisiani is a Lashon Nisuin, that they had marital relations. A lot of the later Sfarim say, no, it doesn't mean in a physical sense marital relations, it means some type of spiritual Bia Asu. That the Nachash was able to be Matil Zuama into Chava. So when the Nachash was Baal Chava, he was Matil Zuama in her. Yisrael Shamdal Har Sinai Paska Zuamasan. So Klal Yisrael, who had the opportunity to stand by Har Sinai, so that Zuama went away. Of the Chavim Shalomdal Har Sinai Lo Paska Zuamasan. But the of the Chavim who never had the Har Sinai experience, they never lost that Zuama. So Amalei Rav Acha Brei De Rav Rav Ashi Gerim Mai. So what are you going to say about Gerim? Gerim don't seem to have the Zuama, but they weren't at Har Sinai because they weren't part of Klal Yisrael yet. Even though they themselves weren't there, their mazel was there. Because the pasuk says, "Es asher yeshno po imanu omer hayom lefnei Hashem Elokeinu ves asher einenu po." That it's not referring to dead people. "Es asher yeshno po ves asher einenu po" means those people who are already members of the tribe, who are already members of Klal Yisrael, and those who are not yet members of Klal Yisrael. Pliga de Rabbi Abba Bar Kana, and this is against Rabbi Abba Bar Kana. Domin Rabbi Abba Bar Kana, ad shlosh doros lo pasko zuama me'avoseinu. Until three generations, the zuama didn't leave our avos. Meaning our Avram Avinu did not have the greatest yichus in the world. So there was some zuama that he still had. And it took three generations to sort it all out. Avram holed as Yishmael. Avram had to have a son Yishmael. And then even Yitzchak had a little bit of zuama left in him and holed as Esav. And it was only Yaakov, holed yud be shvatim, shalohay ben shum dofi. Yaakov was one that had 12 shvatim where there was nothing wrong with, they were all tzaddikim, where there was no zuama left in the genes anymore of Klal Yisrael. Now what you do see from this Gemara is, when did the Zuhama leave? It doesn't say Yisrael Shekiblu as HaTorah Pasku Zuhamasan. It says Yisrael Sha'amdu al Har Sinai. That was Dafka the Amida by Har Sinai, who was standing by Har Sinai, that caused us to be Mekabel the Torah. That's what the Ravid writes in the Tshuva in Sim Yir Aleph. We're within Shloshim Yom Lefnei HaChag, Sholim V'Dorshin. So the Ravid writes in the Tshuva in Sim Yir Aleph. That's why in the Dayenu, in the Haggadah, we say Ilu Kirvanu Lefnei Har Sinai, that if Hashem would have just brought us to Har Sinai, V'lo Nasal Lanu Es HaTorah Dayenu, and even if He wouldn't have given us the Torah Dayenu. So the obvious Kasha, everybody asks, what value is there in going to Har Sinai if we're not going to receive the Torah there? So the Ravid says, well, the Zuhama that stuck with us from the times of the Nachash and Chava, that Zuhama went away at Har Sinai. So that's a great Hanah for Klal Yisrael, that we're noticeably different from the Ovdei Kochavim, who still have that Zuhama. The Ben Yoyada explains on a little bit of a deeper level. He says, Maimon Har Sinai was really a Pele. He says that this Eish came down from Shemayim, and he said the Eish that comes from Shemayim took away all of our oxygen. We were in a zero oxygen environment, and we were living only based on Nes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Nes that we were able to continue to live, because unless we're able to suck in oxygen, a human being normally can't live. And the nature of fire is to get rid of any poisons that are in the environment. That's what fire has the ability to do. In any sorts of food, fire could get rid of all the poison. So he says, if that's true on a physical level, so an Eish Gashmi, a physical fire, is Megaresh, an Aras Hanachash, the poison of a snake, which is a Zuah. So an Eish Kadosh, an Eish that's a Ruchnius type of Eish that we had by Maimon Har Sinai, will be posik the Zuhama, will get rid of a spiritual type of negative force that may be affecting us. So we said but when it comes to the Gerim, the Gemara went on to say that even though they weren't there, their mazel was there. So the Shor Mitzion Balachovir quotes from the Sefer Midbar Kedemos that says as follows, that we have an expression of Chazal, Gershen is Geyer, Kekatan Shanola Dami. Why do we say Gershen is Geyer? Isn't it Goyishen is Geyer? He's a Goy, and then he's Megayer. So why do we call it Gershen is Geyer, Kekatan Shanola? He says, because no, he was supposed to be a Ger the whole time. His mazel was at Har Sinai. This was it was just a matter of him finding his way. But he was the plan all along was that he was going to be a Ger. And that's why he's a Ger Shenisgayer. He's not a Goy Shenisgayer. That's why the poskim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Mem Vav and Alach Sabirch Sashachar, they discuss in the bracha Shalom Asani Goy, what kind of bracha should a ger make? Should a ger make Shalom Asani Goy? He was made a guy when he was created. So they discuss a bracha Asani Ger, that Hashem made me a ger. But is that an appropriate nusach of a bracha Asani Ger? Who made you a ger? Hashem didn't make you a ger. You made yourself a ger, or the Beis Din made you a ger. You went and you converted on your own. That was your own inspiration. But if we say based on this Gemara that he was that he stood at Har Sinai, that his mazel was at Har Sinai, that it was all in the works from the beginning that he was going to be a ger, so then maybe such a bracha makes sense, Shasani ger. And the one final ha'ar over here, the Gemara says it takes three generations for the Zuhama to go away. And the Behuda discusses this in a tshuva. He has a long tshuva in Madurakami or Deyasim and Samach Tes about a person who had a shidduch and he wanted to break off the shidduch because he found out that the kala's grandfather had gone off the derech, was Hamer Dasso, and had converted out of Judaism, or at least in his own mind converted out of Judaism. So he became a mumar. So the guy wanted to break off the shidduch with the girl, and the shoel and Nodeb Yehuda thought that the guy had no right to break off the shidduch. So Nodeb Yehuda discussed at what point do you assume that bad yichus is no longer an issue. So he brings up the possibility that maybe it's three generations. That after three generations, we could assume that bad yichus is no longer an issue, but prior to that, there's still some zuama that may still be left in terms of negative yichus. Okay, new mishnah. So back to halacha now. Now we're out of agadita. Shover adam asachavus lechalim and grogbos v'vachali iskavin lasos kli. Person could break a barrel in order to eat the grogbos, the pressed figs that are in the barrel, as long as he doesn't intend to make a kli. He could break open a barrel, eat the pressed figs inside of it, as long as he's careful not to make a well formed opening in the kli, because that would be a violation of making a kli. Says Rashi, Shovra dem chavis mle grogos pesakna b'sayif lechel men grogos de'ein b'mekalkel shum iser b'shabbos, because since he's doing it in a destructive way, there's no iser whatsoever when one is being destructive in malachos of Shabbos. Now the Ram and the Samach Aleph Amud Beis V'dapei Arif says, what are you talking about? There's no iser whatsoever when you're mekalkel. Mekalkel is a lack of malachos machsheves, and when one does a malacha in a kilkul way, in a way that's more destructive than it is productive, so the halacha is that it's pater av alaser, but that it's mutter, that there's no ein v'mekalkel shum iser b'shabbos, that there's no iser mekalkel on Shabbos, says the Ran that elahainu time, he says Rashi is incorrect. He says kol mekalkelin are peturin iser miyayika, but they absolutely are usher to do malach in a mekalkel way. Elahainu time akivin to be alma mekalkel pater av alaser. Says, no, mekalkel typically is patra v'lasser, but over here it's l'tzorach Shabbos, that you need to have the figs because you want to eat l'tzorach Shabbos, so that knocks it down to a heter l'chadchila. Normally it's asumid rabbanon, but rabbanon weren't gozer on mekalkel in a situation where it's going to be l'tzorach Shabbos. But, says the Ran, that's only a kli katan where it's not shaykh binyan nistira, but a kli gadol where you're going to have an issue of binyan nistira, then even mekalkel is going to be a problem. So that's how Rashi says that mekalkel is not an iser at all. The Ran says absolutely mekalkel is some sort of iser on Shabbos. The Chasam Sofer and the Netziv and Merom Yisada say that kol mekalkelin, that Rashi clearly means typically speaking, Rashi would agree mekalkelin or patra avalaser. But by a kli where there's no binyan astira bikelim anyway, and it's only a tikkun mana of some sort that you're violating, meaning you're not really violating any major malacha to begin with. So then mekalkel on nisr drabanan is going to be mutter. When you combine the fact that it's mekalkel with the fact that it's not really a malacha be'etzem, that's going to make a mutter. Like the Gemara says in Kufayim Bey, someone's korea bechamaso, someone who tears something in his anger, that kriya al menas litfar is the av malacha, sosa al menas livnos is the av malacha. So if you're korea shalo al menas litfar, sosa shalo al menas livnos, you're potter because it's mekalkel. But over here, that's at least the shem malacha. But over here, the shviras kli, there's no malacha, because even tikkun, we say there's no binyan bekelim in general. So since it's not a malacha, so mela, it's not going to be. We're not even going to have an issur drabanan when it comes to a mekalkel. So that must be what Rashi means, say the Chasam Sofer and the Netziv. So again, back in the Mishnah, a person is allowed to break open the barrel to eat from it the figs as long as he doesn't intend to make a kli. The next halacha in the Mishnah, ve'im nokvin magufa shel chavis, div Rabbi Yehuda v'cham matirin, you're not allowed to. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's also to make a hole in the seal of a barrel, but the Rabbanan hold it's mutter. V'lo yikvena mitzida, you shouldn't make a hole in the side of the barrel. V'im ha'isa nukuva lo yitin ala shava mipnei shum mimareach. And if there already is a hole in the side of the barrel, don't put wax over that hole, because that's going to be a violation of smoothing. Mimareach is a told of mimachik. Mimachik is scraping to smooth an animal skin. They would scrape off the hairs or whatever pieces are on the skin to make it nice and smooth leather. So mimareach, when you take a soft substance like a wax, a pliable substance, and you spread it smooth, or a cream, and you spread it, you smooth it over an area, that's a toldav mimachik, that's called mimareach. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa Balef Nei Rabbi Yochanan Zakei Be'erev, V'amar Chashashin Lo Mechatos. Such a Maisa came to Rabbi Yochanan Zakei in Arev, in the name of a town called Arev, and he says, I think that when you smear the wax, it's a violation Mida Oraisa, and person is Chayev a Karban Chatos. One more point on the Mishnah before we see the Gemara. The very first halacha in the Mishnah, we had said that you're not supposed to cut off the top of the barrel to eat the grogros, meaning you can do it as long as you don't make a kli out of it. If you take a look at Tosfos in the third line, V'teimel Rebbe mehadetran perik b'chol ma'aravin. We have ma'aravin. We have a Gemara in Maseches Erevin. I think it's the third perik of Erevin b'chol ma'aravin. Where the Gemara says Erev nasu b'migdal v'na'al b'fanav v'avar ha'mafteach. Let's say the Erev was put. The Erev is a box of matzahs, right? So the box of matzahs is in a cabinet and it's locked and you lost the key. Hareze Erev. It's still a good Erev even though no one has access to it. Uparach b'Gemara. So the Gemara over there says. Why should that be a good Erev? Isn't this a problem of you're in one place, your Erev is in another place, meaning you have no access to your Erev. How could that be a good Erev? So the Gemara gives a whole teretz and it's similar to Rav Meir, that it's a type of cabinet that if you were to break it down, wouldn't be an Av Malacha. If you're allowed to break open a barrel to take out grogros, why can't you break open the cabinet to take out the Erev? What's even the Gemara's kash over there? What's the shaila? It's a Beferish Mishnah over here that you could smash open a barrel, so smash open the cabinet. And you want to be mechalik between breaking a barrel and between the needs of getting the grogros and getting the Erev, so then how does the Gemara associate that with Rav Meir? Rav Meir wasn't about an Erev over there, and yet we're still associating it with an Erev. So you can't be mechalik between the need of getting an Erev and the need of getting grogros. So says Tosfos, near the Hasamas of the Shabbos HaMigdal, Vachat the Shari, the Shabbos HaChavis, Mishum Demairi, Bimustaki, Kedemukila Beitza Perakamevi Kadayayin, Umfarish Rashi Hasam Dainu Chavis Shavura, Umidabkin Shvara Bisraf Shal Eitz, Shosimenu Zephas. Tosfos essentially says two types of kelim. There are well-constructed kelim and not such well-constructed kelim. Well-constructed kelim you cannot break open. The barrel over here that we're talking about is mustaki. It's not so well-constructed. It's made up of bits and pieces of different things, and therefore you are allowed to break it open. So the yesh v'yesh, there are kelim and then there are other kelim. And all of this obviously is taken into account when we're deciding halachos of breaking open packaging. How serious of a kli is it that we're breaking open? Is it a flimsy potato chip bag, or is it a significant bottle that maybe we'd be making? Okay, so says the Gemara, Amra Boshia lo shanu el drusos avim ufarados lo, that the whole Mishnah, when it says you're allowed to break open the chavis and you're allowed to even move a knife, you're allowed to be metaltel a knife. The knife isn't mukta for this purpose. Is only if it's drusos, if you're going to need the knife anyway to cut the figs, because the figs are all pressed together. But if the figs are separate anyway, so you're not going to need the knife for the figs, so you're not allowed to use the knife to break open the barrel. You're not allowed to use the knife to break open a barrel for separated figs. When it comes to opening wine, where you certainly don't need a knife to cut the wine, yet you're still allowed to take the knife to open up the barrel of wine to give to the guests. So why should that be any worse or any better than figs that are not pressed? Answers the Gemara, it's machlokas tanaim. Remember, we had this machlokas. Are you allowed to be metaltel kelim in general? Is a kli allowed to be moved for a tashmish that's not miyuchad? Even a kli that's a kli shemlachta leheter, like a knife, where its primary use is to cut your food with it, which is totally mutter. Are you allowed to move it for some other purpose, like breaking open a barrel? So we're assuming, like Rabbi Nechemia, that says that you're not allowed to move a kli for some other purpose. But why would Rabbi Yoshia say that? Why would you say that our mission is only talking about drusos, and we're assuming like the more chomer sheet of Rabbi Nechemia, and that's why the only reason you're allowed to move the knife is because you're going to need the knife anyway for the food, so you're allowed to be metalta the knife for the food, and mainly you can use the knife to open the barrel. Why don't you say much easier? Say that our mission is going like the Rabbanan, and you're just allowed to be metalta the knife, because it's klishim lachta leheter, and there's no issue of being metalta the knife. So, and then you don't have to say that we're talking about only drusos. You don't have to say we're talking about pressed figs. You can be talking about any figs. You're allowed to move a knife in order to open the barrel. Look, Mabimufradals for Rabbanan. Say we're talking about regular figs, then we're assuming like the sheet of the Rabbanon. So Rav Masnisa Kashisa, no, the Mishnah posed a problem. Because my year tiny grogros, listening peros. Why would you dafka say grogros, dried figs? Why don't you say any peros? El Shrami no Bedrusos. Because grogros very often are pressed together. So it must be the Mishnah talking about Drusos. Tanya Chada, we have one brace that says Chasalo shel grogros v'shel tamarim. These baskets that they would make to ripen the figs and the dates in matir mafkia v'chotech. You can untie them, you could destroy them, you can cut them. V'tanya Yidach, we have another brace said that matir that you can untie them avalo mafkia v'lo chotech. But you're not allowed to ruin the weaving of the barrel, nor are you allowed to cut it, because you're not allowed to take a knife to cut it open. So which is it? It's a steer of the two brises. Lo kasha, ha rabbanan, ha Rabbi Nechemia. Anything that involves a kli, Rabbi Nechemia is going to say you're not allowed to move the kli, even a kli shemlach v'leheter, for cutting open packaging. But the rabbanan will say, yes, you are. Kli shemlach v'leheter is no problem. Titania, Rabbi Nechemia, omra filu tav, rafilu talus, rafilu sakin, all these kelim that are not muktza, what we would call not muktza, they're kli shemlach v'leheter. You're only allowed to use them for their primary use, which is a heter use, and you're not allowed to use them for anything but their primary use, but their normal primary use. That's Rabbi Nechemia Shita. Period. New shaila. Bo minei mirav sheshes. Mal lemivras chavisa biburtaya bishabata. So he wants to know. He asks Rav Sheshes, can a person open a barrel by stabbing the side of it with a spear? Just stab the barrel with a spear. So what's the shaila? Lepiska kamechavin vaasir al dilma la'ayin yafa kamechavin vishari. The question hinges on: is your intention to make a nice opening, and that would be asir? Or you only intend for the contents to pour out easily, which would be mutter. You're not trying to make anything in the barrel. You don't care what the hole looks like in the barrel. You just want all the stuff out. That would be mutter. But if you're trying to make the barrel with a nice hole, with a nice opening, that would be aser. So that's the shayla. So amaleser, sheshes paskin, the piskel kamachavin va'aser. Clearly your intention is to make a nice opening in the barrel when you stab it with a spear in the side, and therefore it's aser. So meser, mishum v'yolom, maybe yolom chavashal yayin, umatiz rosh b'sayif. But didn't we just say that mishum v'yol hold that you're allowed to cut open a barrel of wine with a knife, with a sword? So don't you see that it's not a problem? We don't assume you're trying to make a nice opening. And so Gemara Hasam Vade Lain Yafka Mechavin Hachem Yisad Lain Yafka Mechavin Luftuchim Iftach. Now, a big difference over there, when you're trying to open the barrel, obviously you just want to get the wine out of the barrel. Over here, if you really just wanted to get it, to get the stuff out of the barrel, you wouldn't have stabbed it with a spear on the side. You would have opened it in a normal way to open up the top and pour everything out. The fact that you dafka took a spear and put it into the side of the barrel shows that you're trying to do something with the barrel. You're trying to make the barrel have a nicer opening, and that's therefore going to be aser. Ein nokfin magufa. We had a machlokas in the Mishnah. According to Yehuda, you're not allowed to make a hole in the seal of a barrel. The Rabbanan say you are allowed to make a hole in the seal of a barrel. So I'm ravuna machlokas l'mayla al menatzah divrei kol aser. This machlokas is only if the seal is on top. But if the seal is on the side, so you're allowed to make the hole on the side of the barrel. Then it's for sure aser to make a hole mitzida. Says Rashi, mitzida zimna davdi l'mishum pischa. Because a lot of times that you're trying to make a nice Pesach, and you don't want to make a Pesach on the top of the barrel, because then dirt can easily fall in. So you dafka want it on the side. That's why it says lo yikavena mitzida. You cannot make the hole on the side. Rav Chista, Amar Rav Chista says no. Machlokas min atzad. The machlokas in our Mishnah between Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanan is when you make the hole in the side. Aval al gaba divrei kol mutter. But if you're making the hole on top, then everyone would hold that it's mutter, because then it's for sure not making a nice opening for the barrel. V'aduktari lo yikavena mitzida. Hasam begufa dechavis. When we say that you cannot be nokev bitzida, that's not referring to the side of the seal. That's talking about the side of the barrel itself, where you're going to be nokev the side of the barrel itself. That you're not allowed to do. But when you're opening the seal by making a hole in the side of the seal, that's going to be mutter lekulei alma. Tanu rabbanan, we have a brisa as follows. Einok v'nekev chadosh b'shabbos v'imbal lahosiv mosiv. You're not allowed to make a new hole on Shabbos. That you can't make a new hole in a kli on Shabbos, but if you want to add to an existing hole, that's okay. V'yeshom remain mosifin. And others say you're not even allowed to add to an existing hole. V'shavin shenok v'nekev yashan l'chadchila. But everyone holds that if it's a nekev yashan that's just been filled in, Rashi says nekev yashan shenistam d'chichozer o'poseach lav ko'osa pesach hu that it's not like you're making a new Pesach, because the Pesach was already there, and therefore you're not really contributing something so significant. It's already a nekev that's been there, so that you're allowed to do l'chadchila. Everyone agrees to that. That's what Zilberstein has a shayla. L'chashuk echemet, he raised the following shayla. Dasan va'avirim hiskotetu. You have a fight between two guys. So we always give examples, Reuven and Shimon. So there's two guys that are fighting. So he gives the example, Dasan va'avirim. Dasan va'avirim, it helps you remember the question better if you make the names of the characters fit the story. I had a shayla recently. I had to ask somebody about a father-in-law and a son-in-law who had a halachic issue, and the father-in-law, in my mind, was clearly wrong. So I gave when I was saying over to the posek who I was talking to, I said, you have Yaakov and Lavan had an issue. So yeah, so it's just sort of painting the picture in a certain way. So anyway, so Dasan and Aviram were having a fight, and Dasan decided that when Aviram comes home from Shul on Shabbos, Dasan did a practical joke and a prank on him. He stuck wax in the keyhole in his door to his house, so that when Aviram would come home from Shul on Shabbos, he wouldn't be able to get into his house with his key. So they wanted to know, is it mutter to open up to clean out all that wax on Shabbos? It's making a brand new keyhole. So as Zilberstein said, that's our Gemara. It's a nekev yashan. You're allowed to reopen a nekev yashan that has been closed off. Not the most common shayla, hopefully. Wait, the Tanakhama said that you're allowed to add to an existing hole. So why is it you're not allowed to make a new hole? Because you're being mesakein a Pesach. When you add to an existing hole, aren't you also being mesakein a Pesach? You're fashioning a nice opening. So why is that mutter? So I'm a rabbi devar Torah called Pesach Sheinu Asur Lachnos Lotzi in a Pesach. Because really, midoraisa, in any opening that's not made for as a two-way street, it's not made to allow things in and out, is not really a Pesach. Wouldn't be a violation at all. The Rabbanon who degazim mishum lul shel tarnagolin da avid liiloy aviru lafuke havla. The Rabbanon just made a gzeri not to make any Pesach because they're afraid you'll confuse it with a hole that you'll make in a chicken coop where it is a violation of a Pesach that's meant to allow things in and out, because the lul shel tarnagolim has to allow air in, and the hevel, the thick steamy air from inside the chicken coop has to be let out through that hole. So the hole of a chicken coop is actually one of those really usher holes, but we don't allow any hole in a kli because we're afraid people, even if it's not made to allow things in and out, because we're afraid people will confuse it for a little shaltar and golden. But typically the holes are only midrabanan. V'imbal the hosif mosif, but if you're only going to add osufe vade b'lul shaltar and golden losi losufe, then we're not confused, we're not afraid that you're going to confuse that with a little shaltar and golden. Because no one would want to add to make a larger hole in the lul shel tarnagolim mishum richsha, because we don't want rodents getting into the lul shel tarnagolim. So no one would ever want a large hole in the chicken coop. V'yeshomrim ein mosif. And then the yeshomrim says you're not even allowed to add. Why? Zimni delatakna meikara v'asil arvachim bay. That sometimes you didn't make it big enough to begin with, and therefore you're going to, even in the chicken coop, you may need to expand the hole in order to make it big enough. So that's why you will confuse making a hole with adding to an existing hole with a chicken coop, and you're going to come to do the same in an usher way in the chicken coop as well. We paskin the chumra like the yeshomrim that you're not even allowed to be mosif on an existing hole on Shabbos. So we said everybody agrees you can remake an old hole in a barrel. So says Gemara, Amr Avidam Shmuel Lo Shanu El B'Makom Ha'Asur L'Shamer Avel Chazik Asur. That's only if the reason the hole was plugged was to preserve the smell of the wine. But if the reason the hole was plugged was to strengthen the barrel itself, to help the structure of the barrel, for it to be a strong barrel, so then it's going to be Asur to unplug a plugged hole if the hole was there to make it part of the barrel. How can you tell when there's a patch, there's patchwork on the barrel? How do you know if it was there to preserve the flavor and the aroma of the wine, or if it's there to actually make the barrel a better barrel, with the obvious significant nafkamina, whether removing that hole is going to be just something that affects the wine and is therefore no problem, or something that actually affects the kli itself, the barrel, and would therefore be a significant problem? So Rav Chista, a very simple way to tell. If the hole is plugged above the level of wine in the kli, then it's just to protect the aroma of the yayin. Lamata min hayayin zeh l'chazik. But if it's below the water level where the wine is, so then it's l'chazik, then it's for the structure of the kli itself. Rav amar lamata min hayayin nami zeh l'sham. Rav says, no, even sometimes when it's below the wine level, it's also l'sham, it's also just to protect the aroma of the wine. Ve'hechi dami l'chazik, where do you ever have a patch in a barrel that's there to be mechazik, it's there to strengthen the barrel itself? It's where you put, where the hole is beneath the sediment level, meaning there's the barrel, let's say, is three quarters of the way full, so there's a top quarter that has nothing in it, then there's most of it which has normal wine, and then at the very bottom of the wine is where all the sediment settles. So when it's all the way, when it's all, the patchwork is all the way down there, then it's only to give chizuk to the barrel. Amle Abai L'Rava Tani Dim Sayelach. So Abai says, of a brisa says just like you. Abayisasim, if you have a closed off house, meaning the door is closed off, is locked off, so the guy who owns that house still gets four amos in the chatzer. In the first paragraph of Basha, the Gemara discusses when multiple people are dividing up the space in a chatzer. So a chatzer generally is a joint space that everyone who has a house in that chatzer shares that space. But there's when there are certain areas that are designated for the particular owner of that house. The first four amos is his area. And when they come to divide a chatzer, so they divide it based on the Pesach. If they want to divide up the chatzer, no, I'm going to take part, you'll take part, instead of us all sharing it, they divide it based on the Pesachim. So one of the ways that they do it is, if I have two doors to my house, each door gets dalet amos in the chatzer. If you have one door, so you only get one set of dalet amos. I get two sets of dalet amos. So let's say you have a door, but it's closed. And we never use that door. So do you still get dalet amos? This is a very common mezuzah shaila. People say, we're never going to use this door. It's jammed. We have a hard time. We can't even open it. It's a chayiv in mezuzah. So we'll see in a second. So by yisasim, yesh lo arba amos. It still gets dalet amos. Parat et petzimav, ein lo dalet amos. Once you remove the entire door post and you make a wall out of it, the fact that historically there once was a door there, that doesn't give it dalet amos anymore. Then it loses its dalet amos. Bayis asameinu metame kol svivav. A bayis that's closed off is not metame the area around it, meaning it doesn't become like a kever, which is metame the area around it, because it still has a door. So we assume that it's not like a kever that's totally closed off. Parat es petzimav metame kol svivav. But once you take away the door, so then it becomes, then it's metame the whole area around it. We say the same thing by Elchus Mezuzah, that only once you parat es petzimav does it lose its chiyuv for Mezuzah. Gufsa, Ravas or Shmuel Shari. If a person is going to make, there's Machlok Rav Shmuel putting a hollow reed in a hole of a barrel to make a nice spout out of the hole of the barrel. So this is a new issue. Gufsa, Ravas or Shmuel Shari. Rav says it's Aser, Shmuel holds Mutter. Mechatech lechachiv v'chuliyam lo pligi to Aser. To actually cut it initially, everyone agrees you're not allowed to cut the reed to make a spout on Shabbos. That's Aser. Aduri v'chuliyam lo pligi to Shari. Everybody agrees if it was already being used as a spout and it just fell out of the barrel, you're allowed to put it back in the barrel for it to be used as a spout again. The whole machlokas is, it's been cut, but it's not yet fully trimmed to size for the spout. So Mandas or Gazrina Dilmasi the Mikhtah Lakhilu. The one says Zasa is worried that you're gonna come to cut it Lakhilu. Mandashari lo Gazrina. One says Mutter makes no such kazera. Kitanoi says Mar this machlokas tanaim. Ain chokin shofaris biyomtov ain't sort of lum bishabis. You're not allowed to cut a tube on Yantiv, certainly not on Shabbos. Nafla Mazirno Sabishabis ain't sort of lum biyomtov. If it fell out, you're allowed to replace it on Shabbos and certainly on Yantiv as well. Rabbi Yoshia Mekel and Rabbi Yoshia is lenient. Rabbi Yoshia Heya, which halach is he talking about? The cutting it or the replacing it? Ilei mar reisha, if he's talking about cutting it, hakam masakin mana. What do you mean he's mekel? You're not allowed to make a new kli, he's masakin mana. Ela asefa, must be on the sefa where you're just replacing it. Well, Tanakam anami mishur kashari, Tanakam also said it's mutter, so then what's he being mekel? El dechatich v'lo masakni ikabinayu. It was cut, but it wasn't totally trimmed to size. That's the machlokas. Marsav gazrinan, marsav lo gazrinan. And it's exactly the same machlokas we just said before, the Rav and Shmuel. Darash Rav Shisha, Brev Rav Idi, Mishmeid Rav Yochanan, halacha k'Rav Yoshia. We pass on like Rabbi Yoshia. V'imhaisa, the Mishnah had said that if there's a hole in a barrel, you're not allowed to spear wax on it, since that's a violation of Mimareach, which is a told of Mimachik. So Mishcha Ravas or Shmuel Shari. So if you the oil to smooth the oil on it, Rav says Asr, Shmuel says Mutter. Manda Asr Gazrin and Mishum Shava. The one says Asr says if you're allowed to smear oil, you can come to smear wax. So Manda Shari Lo Gazrin. The one that says Mutter says no, I'm not worried that if you smear oil that you're going to think you could smear wax. Amalei Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Chanan Rav Yosef. Beferish Amalei Mishmei the Rav Mishcha Shari. So he says Rav says Beferish that it's Mutter to smear the oil. Amar Tavus Rishba. Amar Shmuel Hay Tarfa the Asar. Aser. So he said that a leaf of a hadas in a hole of a barrel is aser. My time, Rav Yehuda midifti amar gzeru mishum marzev. It's a gzeru because of a spout. Rav Ashi amar gzeru shem yiktom. That we're afraid you might cut it down. My benai, what's nafkamina? Ik benai the katum manchi. If it's already previously cut, so there's no concern of cutting it, but it is a gzeru of making a spout. Beis sadia, a type of felt material. Rav aser Shmuel shari. Rav hold is aser. Shmuel holds his mutter to wrap yourself in on Shabbos. Barachim and walk outside with it. Barachim to klei amol pligi d'shari. If it's made out of very soft material, it's for sure mutter. Bekashim to because then it's clothing. Bekashim to klei amol pligi d'aser. If it's very hard material, everyone would agree that it's aser because then it's definitely not clothing. Ki pligi b'mitzi. What if it's moderately soft and moderately hard? Mandas or mechzi kamasui. The one that says aser thinks it's like a masui. Umand d'shari lo mechzi kamasui. And the one that says mutter says it's not mechzi kamasui. It doesn't look like a burden. V'had the rav lav beferish itmar el mechola itmar. Rav's shita was never said explicitly. We only deduced it from something that he did. This shita about this felt material. The Rav ikla luas or the lava le Ravcha nothing else be Carmelis. Rav went to a certain place and there was no space in the base medrash, so he sat out in the Carmelis. Aisle beisadia lo yosim. They brought a beisadia for him. They brought this material and he wouldn't sit on it. Man dechaza sarv mishum de beisadia aser. So the one who saw that he wouldn't sit on it figured it's because Rav must hold its aser. Velohi, but that's not really what happened. The Rav achruzi mach. Was Beisad Yashari. Rav would always announce that Beisad is mutter. He didn't know that it was Aser. But it was because of the covet of the other Rabbanim that they didn't have anything to sit on, so he didn't want to be sitting where they didn't have anything to sit on. That's why he wouldn't sit either. Umaninu, who are these Rav Hoseinu? Rav Kahan of Ravasi, who were Talmide Chaverim of Rav, so out of their covet, he wouldn't sit while they weren't sitting. Okay, but Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the mission.